No other existence outside of travel awaited him. It was all as familiar to him as if he'd been riding for years. The scent of the bathroom, the menu at meal stops, the inevitable drinker far to the rear, the old woman in the first row who asked the driver to confirm that she was on the right bus every 10 miles. It was an anonymous community, just right for him. But unlike the others, when he stepped off the bus, he'd remain in a world of nameless strangers. He looked out, except that he now knew Deneb, and Vega, and Altair. It was 10 when the bus stopped in San Diego. Joints creaking, Brent clumped down the steps. The passengers gathered their luggage beside the bus, then scattered, their community disbanded. He alone remained outside, leaning his pack against a wall and fishing through his pockets for the paper. A young woman from Holland who'd gotten off in Santa Barbara had told him about youth hostels and had let him copy an address from her book. After the night in the San Francisco flophouse, he was ready for a change, though not ready to use his visa to stay somewhere like the Sheraton as his parents had begged him. The trip was his to take, not theirs. The hostel, cheap, friendly, filled with students, sounded more interesting. "Excuse, please." Brent looked up. A short, mustached man with a suitcase stood before him. In one hand, he held a tiny address book.